This podcast is from heptagonclub.co.uk and paulcarenza.com. The Heptagon Club.
Heptagon Club.
Heptagon Club with Paul Carenza. Seven guests, seven corners.
On this week's show.
Okay, the Bible isn't full of a myriad of jokes.
Even in Wales, they're like, you are so Welsh.
There's a Wilberforce Museum. I think we need to take in at least one historic site.
That'd be
a pub
nice.
And a historic site.
And your host,
Mr. Paul Carenza.
Surprise! Yes, hello, welcome. Well, did you miss us? Don't answer that. We know you've been listening around, listening to other podcasts since we've been off air in our hiatus. That's what they called it, isn't it? We understand. If you've never heard of us, welcome. I'm Paul Carenza. This is season 3-ish, I imagine, of the Heptagon Club. It's a podcast party of chat and nibbles where you don't have to undergo that tormentous mingling and small talk. No, I've done the small talk for you and trimmed it down into seven bite-sized chats with seven bite-sized, well, variably sized guests. Here in our seven-sided venue, we invite seven guests per episode and chat to them about, well, whatever they're up to, really. So their passions, their enthusiasms, or just generally what project has occupied them right now. Me being me, they're often from the worlds of comedy and or, as in this episode, in fact, religion. God, I hate that word, religion. You can feel the clouds forming overhead as soon as you mention the word, can't you? Religion seems to me to sort of be what happens when humans get faith kind of a bit wrong. I mean, it has its good things as well, but religion is a catch-all word, just sort of implies that to me. Maybe that's something we can unpack in a future episode. Unpack, that's another word they often use, probably too much in religion. Anyway, this week's guests are all on tour with me in a show that's being put on by the Bible Society. Now, to balance that out, next episode, we will feature a very much non-religious guest in the Now show's Pippa Evans, who she's the one who set up the Sunday Assembly, the so-called Atheist Church, and I met Pippa recently at the Hay Festival of Literature with Bennett Aaron and Tez Ilyas as well. They are brilliant comedians, Jewish and Muslim respectively, I was going to say, but I can't remember which one I said in which order. So comedy will get a look in more so then. This time though, to ease us into season three, this is a bit of a one-off special in all seven guests this episode are united on the same project. It's a tour. It's a mini tour of nine venues for now, although watch this space, because autumn 2018, hopefully we will be doing a few more dates. And if you're quick off the mark, actually, the next date is this very week. As this podcast lands, we will be in Reigate, the Vegas of the South. And then we are as far west as Exeter on this Bible Society tour. We're as far north as Chester and Hull, as far east as Tunbridge Wells, as far south as Wimborne in Dorset. Other places too. If you Google greatest story ever toured, you will find further details. First half of the show is sort of Old Testament. Then after we all exile off to the interval, we have a mass exile. Exodus for refreshments, and then we have a New Testament second half, Act 2 of the Apostles, quite a revelation, and so on. So I know it's a tough sell to anyone who may not already be a Bible believer in some way, but it's honestly a show for all. We are very eager on the fact that this is a book that the church does not own. It's got its place in culture. So if you want to just kind of know more about the book, it doesn't have to be necessarily in a Christian belief way, but as indeed Lee Mack on Desert Island Discs, Lee Mack, my sometime boss with Not Going Out, he was on Desert Island Discs, and you can listen to his podcast episode where Lee actually says that he would definitely take the Bible on his desert island when offered because he thinks it's mad he's never read it. He's going, well, if aliens came down and said there's this book that purports to tell you about life on Earth and answer loads of different big questions, the aliens would say, what's it like? And Lee would have to say, I don't know, I've not read it. Isn't that mad that in 40 plus years he's not opened it? So he's kind of eager to read it, and I think many of us should know it better. So that's really what the tour is all about, just trying to get a bit more demystified, I suppose, about the good book. So anyway, seven guests this episode, all from that tour, starting with our boss. She's the head of comms at the Bible Society after a career in media, including GMTV and all sorts of other fun media places.
Rachel, welcome to the podcast.
Oh!
This is our boss, Rachel Rounds.
What in the world would possess you to entrust the Bible and telling it to a comedian? Why would anyone want to do such a thing?
You blackmailed me, didn't you?
Something like that.
Because I get really tired of the Bible's boring. The Bible hasn't got anything interesting to say. It doesn't speak into anyone's life. It's fairy tales. It's history too long ago. And I just thought, how do we bring it alive? And actually, okay, the Bible isn't full of a myriad of jokes, but you can make it entertaining.
Yeah, I'm sure there are one or two jokes in there. You've got to look really hard. Planking eye or something.
But it needs someone to bring it to life. And I just kind of thought you need a bit of light and shade.
Great.
And that was the genesis behind it.
Genesis. So, lots of guests in this episode, all who are doing the tour with us. There's about 20 people on tour with us, which is quite nice for me, because normally I tour on my own. So it's quite nice when there are other people. Another show I'm doing coming up, pluggy, pluggy, plug, plug. That's what it's all about this episode. It's an advertorial, basically. Another show I'm doing is Guildford Fringe Festival. I'm doing a solo show there called Work in Regress, sort of a best of. But I'm also doing a play, a Christmas play in July, because, well, that's when Guildford Fringe Festival's on. But it is a Christmas play about Charles Dickens and Prince Albert and the American writer Washington Irving. A Christmas play in July called Three Wise Men, and you can come and see that as well if you'd like. It's in July, that's July the 19th, Guildford Fringe Festival. But yeah, the stand-up show I'm doing there, Work in Regress, it's just me and a solo turning up to the venue with my notepad and my Ginster's pasty and my pint of bitter. So it's nice to be doing also this Bible Society tour with like 20 of us. And we've also got music from these guys. Ah, the dulcet tones of Sound of Wales and a cappella singers. They're with us, so let's say hi. I'm here with Sound of Wales. Hey, Sound of Wales.
Hey there, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So we have. So say your name, so we know who you are. We have Matt.
I'm Matt. Yeah.
Hello, Matt. The one who sounds male.
Yeah, I'm the male.
You're the male of the thing.
Yeah.
We have Kath. Hello, Kath.
Hello. I'm the Welshest.
The Welshest.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Welshest of the Welsh.
Absolutely. I'm Amy.
And Meg.
Meg, yeah.
Hello to you guys.
Hi.
So what is Sound of Wales, and how does it sound Welsh? That's a weird question. What's Sound of Wales? Just answer the first bit.
So Sound of Wales is a collective of musicians and storytellers and creatives. And we are passionate about our faith. We are passionate about music and creativity. And we're passionate about, you know, exploring how we can communicate through those facets, really. So,
good answer. And not only that, but you said you're the Welshest.
Yes,
that's the Welshest I've ever heard. That's brilliant.
Even in Wales, they're like, you are so Welsh.
As well.
Yeah, yeah, right. Even the Welsh say that. That's
even the
nice.
Welsh say that, yeah.
See, I'm technically Cornish, but I haven't got an accent.
No, not at all.
You know, because I'm not a pirate, so it's not the same, is it? So, Matt, you're on the tour with us, doing this great story of a tour thing.
I am. It's a bit of an accident, really. I wasn't supposed to be doing the tour. I was doing a bit of sort of arranging some music.
Okay.
And, yeah, somehow just ended up sort of coming along with me. I've never done any a cappella singing.
Oh, so nice. Okay.
It's been fun.
Is that right? I didn't know that. This is your first...
No, I've never done any a cappella.
You wouldn't know.
That's very kind, thank you.
When you come on as Coolio... You know,
I think that
is a guy who's done a lot of a cappella singing. You know, you have fooled us. Wall pulled over eyes, you know, definitely.
Yeah, we didn't have to talk him into doing that at all.
Really?
He was really up for it.
Yeah,
nice. He's suggesting it himself, probably, wasn't he?
Yeah,
definitely. That's
his idea.
I reckon that's a deal breaker. He's like, I'll come on tour, but only if I get
the sunglasses.
Yeah, nice. Walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Nice. And I've got to say, Kath there, the Welshest of the Welsh. She was also in Gavin and Stacey. In a few scenes there was one of Stacey's friends. As you can imagine, she was never going to be the Essex side, was she? No, she's the South Wales side. Kath has a story about one of the Gavin and Stacey scenes. I believe it was the hen do. But maybe we'll get her back one day to tell us that particular story. Maybe, though, not an episode which is so entirely focused on the scriptures. But one day we will maybe get Kath back on to bring us that particular tale. Sound of Wales are with us for most of the tour, the a cappella troupe. They're with us on most of it. But at Chester and Hull and Reigate, which is this very week, get your tickets now. We are instead joined by musical maestro Susie Lopez. So there's always music. Susie Lopez in Reigate, Chester and Hull. Sound of Wales, join us on the tour in Guildford, Wimborne, Exeter, Bristol, and Tunbridge Wells.
The Heptagon Club.
Seven guests, seven corners. The Heptagon Club with Paul Ferenza.
Now, all events, I've got a double act partner on stage, so it's sort of ant to my deck or deck to my ant. I'm not quite sure who wants to be who nowadays. They used to be interchangeable, didn't they? Less so at the moment. But yeah, the starting point of this big tour was a new course called the Bible Course, which is an attempt to demystify the particularly tricky bits of the good book. And it is aimed at everybody. It is sent around churches, but it's at people who just generally don't necessarily believe in the Bible, but actually would accept its place in modern culture. And it is the best-selling book in the world, so it's kind of important. We should probably talk about it in some sort of way. So the man who created this Bible Course is on stage with me every night of this tour. I'm just Alan Davis to his Steve Stephen Fry. I'm minion to his Gru. His name is Andrew Ollison. So Dr. Andrew Ollison is here. I always want to call you Doctor.
Oh, you do.
Do people normally call you Doctor, or is this a
I think it's just you.
Just
me. And my mum, of course.
Okay, of course she does. Yes, indeed. Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you are the governor of this.
So yeah, obviously we're tag teaming it as a bit of a comedy act on your part,
suppose
more on
so.
The mine, and a bit more of the theology on my part. But I think it's working really well.
Well, it's funny, you know. Yeah, we say in the show we both did theology degrees.
We did,
but it's like I went out and turned left, you turned right, and we've met up in the middle here somewhere.
I don't know, we've looped back round.
No, exactly. Yeah. So it goes to show which way you can go on these things.
It does.
But and you set up the Bible course, haven't you? That's what this is all sort of
exactly. This is really
about.
Giving that a good push. It's kind of like this: how do we get everyone a chance to get into the Bible? Because I mean, honestly, I think every human being should have a Bible in their hands at some point in their life and get a chance to feel like they can engage with it. And but people need a bit of a leg up, you know, to get into it. I think that so the Bible course we put together to give people a leg up to get into the Bible, and it's sort of this nice video discussion based thing. So yeah.
So I know this is a bit of an advertorial, this particular podcast, but in terms of a flavour of what's actually in the show, some of the bits and pieces that we want to try and do telling the story of the good book include, for example, I do Paul's letters to the tune of Eminem's Stan, you know, Dear Romans, I wrote you, you're still not calling, etc, etc. I mean, what other letter writing songs are there? I think a bit of modern, I say modern, it's 18 years old, but a bit of rap, I think. It's basically a live midlife crisis going on stage every night of the tour. We've got some La La Land, we've got some Cool and the Gang thrown in. Basically, we're on tour June and July 2018, which is sort of now. Maybe a future date's in the autumn or in 2019, so watch out for those. Anyway, here's more from our a cappella troupe, Sound of Wales, on how they really got involved in this and their sister theatre company going public. And Amy, you're interning, is that
I'm
right?
I'm an intern.
So what does that mean then? That's, give us
well,
a little insight into.
Well, you do lots of things. It's under Going Public, the banner.
So Going Public is the theatre-y, artsy.
Yeah, so they've got the internship, the theatre company, and Sound of Wales.
Excellent.
So you get to dibble and dabble in whatever.
And this is where you've ended up.
This is where I'm at.
Nice. Oh, good. Well, have you toured before? Is this
no.
So it's going to be the best tour you've ever done then.
Yeah, absolutely.
You haven't done any. So next episode in about a month or so, we are back to usual. Seven random guests from different backgrounds. And upcoming guests include radio and TV and improv wonder Pippa Evans. We've got charity mega man Steve Chalk talking about marathons. We've got parenting gurus Rob Parsons and Catherine Hill. They've written a gazillion books each on how to parent without killing your children. We have mellow music maker Paul Bell, we've got writer Simon Jenkins, and here's some that I'm hoping for, Ramesh Ranganathan, Dermot O'Leary, kind of fingers crossed for that one, Timmy Mallett, these are all possible future guests. I'm stretching the social elastic with each of them right now, sort of buttering them up for some Heptagon Club podcasting. But right now we have one more guest this episode. This is Rob Hare. Now he is with us on the Greatest Story Ever Toured. He's been Mr. Hands-On, he's Mr. Make It Happen, he's the glue of the whole show, the backstage wonder. Where would we be without him? Literally nowhere, because he's been doing most of the driving. Yeah. Rob, this is in many ways, you're the boss of this in many ways, you're the producer. I think of you in terms of as the producer of this show, is that fair to say?
Well, in some ways, but you know, there's
all the blame on you.
So yeah, I guess there's a lot of people that have been involved in this, and obviously you and I have been talking about the script and the content of this event for some time now, but there's a whole bunch of people that we brought in involved in this, so it's pretty exciting.
It's been nice and ready to go. We could be back and forth and stuff, and we've been, you know, actually workshopping it a bit, rehearsing. I never rehearse.
This is a whole new thing.
You've made me rehearse, Rob. What are you doing? This is terrible.
Well, of course, it's not for everybody else's benefit. It's purely for yours.
Of course, yeah, I need the rehearsal. This is it. So bring it on, Life on the Road.
9 days, so we're heading up north soon, hopefully.
Yep. Chester and Hull and things like that.
And then back down to the southwest. And
watch this space for service station near you that we're pulling in, getting much-needed coffee. Well, thank you for enduring this one-off advertorial. I'm well aware it's all on one theme this week, all on one note, and that note is indeed get your tickets for the tour. If you Google Greatest Story Ever Toured, you will find details of the 8 remaining shows around the country. It's in Chester, Guildford, Tunbridge Wells, Bristol, Exeter Cathedral, of all places. We've got Hull Minster as well, Wimborne in Dorset, and Reigate is this very week as this podcast lands in your device. Possibly more as well later in the year. So let's finally just ask executive producer, head of comms, Rachel, and theologian Andrew, where they're most looking forward to visiting on this greatest story ever toured tour.
Last question then. Last question. Because you're on the road as well, aren't you? You're coming with us.
I sure am.
So where are you most looking forward to going? Is there anywhere you've never been before and you're going, oh, let's go to this place? Or have you been everywhere?
I'm a world traveller.
I'm
a northerner, as you can probably tell. Yeah. So I'm quite excited about going to Chester because I'm from the northwest, so that's my part of the world.
Anyone you've not been before in terms of Hull? You've not been to Hull?
I've heard of the song, The Road to... No, hang on.
That's Chris Rea, Road to Something Else.
So I'm looking forward to going to Hull.
Yeah.
I've never been there. William Wilberforce was, of course, from there. There's a Wilberforce Museum I'm hoping to visit. As part of, I think we need to take in at least one historic site.
We should all go for a bit of a day trip to a museum or something. That'd be nice.
A pub and a historic site.
I'm all for that.
All right, you're on.
Bring it on. And speaking of days out, if the Bible show doesn't float your boat, or even if it does, do not forget to come to Guildford in July. Get your tickets now for my Christmas play in July, Three Wise Men, at the Guildford Fringe Festival. Give that a Google. And indeed, my stand-up show, Work in Regress. It's a sort of best of the last 15 years or so of stand-up. So come one, come all. That's seven guests for this week. That's what we do. We have seven guests an episode. Normal service will resume next episode, slightly less pluggy. If you don't already subscribe to this podcast, please do. We are on iTunes. We're on heptagonclub.co.uk, where you can donate, or Patreon to keep us going. So that would be lovely if you would like to do that. Some have, and thank you to those people. You could as well. You could rate us. You could like us on Facebook. That's free. Or you can indeed find me, Paul Carenza, now on Instagram. I thought I'd get down with the kids. Give that a go. I'm down with the latest tech. I'll be investing in Betamax very, very soon. Thank you to Rob Halligan for our music. Oh, and he's a future guest as well. Rob Halligan, who does this delightful music. He is a future guest on the Heptagon Club. If you'd like to be a guest as well, just email me, paul@paulcarenza.com. And maybe you could be guesting soon. Or you can just listen. And next time, we'll be joined by Pippa Evans from The Now Show. And Bennett Aaron, Jewish Welsh comedian. Possibly the only Jewish Welsh comedian. Thank you for listening. Farewell. Catch you next time.